Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Today is Thursday, January 18th. Episode 64 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast, joined Bears. With Da Bestest Friends
Bears.
And Da Whole World. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Da Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Sammy Stat's still on paternity leave. Guys, shout out to you guys. Props to us and our company and our policy here. We take care of the dads.
We really do.
Hey, you know,
paternity leave, your job's just here. Whenever you want it back, it's here.
It's also a sympathetic group to that cause.
Yeah. We're all feeling it, guys. I'm Marcos. And guys, again, we are Da Bear Minimum Podcast. We're on Facebook, Da Bear Minimum Podcast, on Twitter, at Da Bear Min Pod, Instagram, Da Bear Min Podcast, Venmo, always open, at Da Bear Minimum. If you're looking to sponsor an episode, looking to leave the boys a tip for all the hard work we do, it is much appreciated. Website, slowly but surely, DaBearMinimum.com.
It exists.
There's
physically nothing there. Like, the address is purchased.
How do we
no
go,
one else can have it.
How do we go about fixing that?
Sean.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, someone, me, Sean, yeah, your
I
dad.
Just,
I
just
don't
say
know.
The words. I just say words.
Eventually, they will manifest. You speak it out there, dog.
Yeah.
That's how
this how
world
do we
works.
Make the website?
How do we do
just
this?
Time? I don't know.
Isn't there something like a documentary called The Secret about how that works? Like, you just think it enough, and eventually someone will do it.
That's kind of how this happened. We just said, let's make a podcast. And next thing you know, 64 episodes.
It took like 2 years. We kind of were talking about it forever.
We did for a very long time.
And someone showed up with a couple microphones. That was it.
It's like, boom.
I did take those from work. I have since brought them back when we upgraded, for the record.
Guys, it's good to be back. Boys, how the hell are we doing?
Pretty fucking great.
Yeah?
How are you doing?
You're the one we got to ask right now.
Guys, homie. Baby Watch 2023 is in full effect right now. Honey is 39 weeks pregnant as of today. Pregnant.
Damn,
to the bejesus. And guys, it's the same thing for me every time. Like, I'm just trying to be helpful. But like, my body don't hurt. I'm not waking up every 30 minutes to go pee. I can see my toes. Like, I can bend down and get stuff. It's just this thing where like, dude, she's pregnant to the point of like, she's been a real trooper. I will give this to my wife. I love her to death. And I'm just enamored constantly at like all the kick-ass stuff that like she's doing subconsciously. Like, just growing a baby, no big deal. But it's like, holy shit, man. Like, it's a lot. Just trying to be helpful. But like, every night we go to bed and it's like, maybe baby tonight. Like, maybe you'll wake me up and time
maybe.
To go. I got the route planned. I got the...
You got the go bag ready to go.
Yeah, I got the go bag. I'm ready. I got the outfit I'm going to wear there. I got the outfit I'm going to wear back. I got the switch charge, what you mean.
Special chain.
Are you, like, how many pairs of J's are coming?
Just one pair.
Just one
but
pair
what if
J's.
This is a
well,
multi-day
two,
affair?
Two for baby, though.
Oh.
I'm already stocking up baby J's. We're out here. I'm stoked. It's to the point now where, like, the angst of it, like, the exciting part, and I don't want to say that this isn't exciting, and I definitely don't want to, like, wish time away, but, like, I'm ready to meet this kiddo, you know, like, super stoked.
And you have added excitement that I don't think it's spoiling anything that you guys did not find out the gender.
Yeah, totally.
Like, that's just so much more exciting and like so much more anticipation waiting to learn these things.
And I'm stoked that we didn't. Like, that was a big like, are we going to find out? And okay, like, trust tree here. There were a couple times where we're at the, like one time, I'll never forget it. We're at this ultrasound.
Fuck it, just don't.
And I'm just like looking, right? They're like, don't look right now if you don't want to know what the sex of the baby or the gender of the baby is. And I'm like, you know what? I'm a fucking look anyways. And I'm looking and I'm like, that's a penis. I'm like, that looks like a penis. And so maybe 30 seconds after I have that thought to myself, the doctor's like, so here you guys see the femur and here, and I'm like, not a penis.
You mistook a femur for a penis.
Not my boy. Dash my boy.
Dash my boy.
Dash my boy.
One of the biggest bones in the body, yep. For a penis.
It's, dude, I can't tell. I'm stoked we didn't find out though, because like now it's like the big exciting thing. It's like it's all big and exciting, but like we're stoked. So, honey's good. Hopefully in this next week here, so I start to use that paternity leave on myself. So,
well, the full support of Da Bear Min Nation behind you, all 37 of us.
Gang but, shit.
Hey, like I said, we're a very sympathetic group to that. Marcos is due any. Marcos and Honey are due any minute
Marcos
now.
Ain't.
Marcos,
yeah,
due.
Marcos is due.
Sam just had the first Bear Min cub, and I don't know if I've mentioned this yet on the pod, but
you have once.
I just to make like. There's a third one coming, too. The household management team, Kate, is also pregnant. So
so many, dude.
It's going to be a whole slew of
everybody pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Everybody pregnant. Guys, can I give you a little what you're watching?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I haven't had one of these in a while. Mm-hmm.
I actually have a What You Watching too.
Oh, sick.
Surprisingly.
I'm watching something.
Oh, shit.
Watching Last of Us.
Yes.
The Last of Us is fantastic.
Yep.
Top three video game for me of all time.
It's fantastic.
And I'm always iffy about like show and movie remakes of video games that I've played.
They're normally very bad.
Terrible. And this has just been everything except terrible. Like, it's just fantastic. Like, it puts me right back into watching, into playing the game.
It's great because they're like using the source material and like keeping it true to like what it was. And it's awesome too because you don't have to have played the game to watch this show.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So my girlfriend's watching and, you know, was very invested in it.
It's perfect.
Alternatively.
Yeah.
Not that I'm watching it, but I'm super geeked that this is coming out very soon. The final part of Attack on Titan is coming out in like a month, early March.
Is it really the final?
Wait, I thought it was a split season.
Yeah.
So the third and final part will it will be aired in two halves. So it's the final part, but not the final part.
Yeah.
But still, like, we get to see the results of Eren Yeager's actions.
Mm.
Or just what the crazy plan is, because anime is just fucking psycho.
This is anime, though. You just, towards the end, like, wasn't this the case towards the end of Dragon Ball 2? Everything was broken up into, well, not the end of Dragon Ball, but, like...
Dragon Ball's still going.
Yeah, just, like, just constantly breaking things up. See, milk it as long as you can.
I've always wanted to try Dragon Ball, and I think Naruto's the other one. But there's just so much of it that, like, one, I don't know where to start.
Yeah, but you can
two,
pick
like,
it
I don't
up.
Have enough time
Dragon
to
Ball
commit.
You can pick up in sagas. Like, you don't have to, like... You could pick up the new saga if you wanted. You could pick up like the Z saga. You know, it's like
I don't know.
It's like, well, it's just like sections of story is kind of just broken up over time. So like, look at it as almost like chapters, I guess. Like Dragon Ball Z is probably a couple, like 200 episodes maybe, and you could just watch that, and that's like, you know.
Yeah, just a casual 200.
Yeah,
know,
but the episodes are like
200.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah, times 200.
And you could probably skip a few. There's a lot of filler in there.
I hear
you.
Fights take like 5 episodes. Like, you could miss.
Dude, I remember being a kid, like watching Dragon Ball Z, and it was during the Frieza era, and like I'd come running home every day. I'm like, I gotta, you know, because it was happening right after school. So I'd come running home every day. I gotta watch this episode of Dragon Ball because this is the episode where Goku beats Frieza, and it would just drag on day after day after day after day. I remember there was one day where I was like. And this is before, like, really DVR and all that. So there was one day where we were supposed to go somewhere. I'm like, no, I have to watch. Like,
this is the day.
I can't. And I remember, like, I obviously had to go. So I was, like, looking up ways to record this on, like, a VCR and stuff. And sure enough, I never did figure out a way. And sure enough, that was the episode where...
where it actually happened.
Of course.
I was like, no!
One other one that I just recently started. I'm a little behind the eight ball here, but Moon Knight. Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
It's
Marvel one.
The first two episodes were really good. Like, it's an interesting story. I think so far there's a big part about like his dissociative identity disorder, which I don't think is spoiling too much for the entire show, but it's just cool.
I'm watching White Lotus.
Heard nothing but great things.
Fuck yes.
So,
buddy, you just got to get through
it. Well, I watched the first season.
Do number two.
I started number two.
It's a premise of this show. I've heard so much.
Dale.
Okay.
It's
so it's
fine.
Like Black Mirror where you can't really describe it.
No.
Not that weird.
It's really... So it's... I really... People love...
This is everybody's response, dude.
People like really like this show.
Right. No one can tell me what it's about, though.
I can tell you what it's about. I think it's fine. They open you up with, like, this is a murder story, right? Like, the first scene is just, like, you find out somebody on this trip died. It's like a Pulp Fiction. It starts where it ends, basically, and then goes back.
I was hoping it was a White Lotus from Avatar.
It's a hotel.
That'd be dope.
That would have been dope.
It's a hotel is the name of the White Lotus. And so it's about these people at this hotel and just their stories. And it's kind of just a social commentary, really, on the rich versus poor.
Interesting.
And it's fine. I really wouldn't recommend it to anybody unless if they're really looking for something to watch. Like, it's just a show to watch to me.
I don't know. I'm with you on that statement. Like, it's really
There's nothing like, it's not overly funny. It's not overly captivating in like this mystery.
Oh,
it's,
I think the mystery is really cool though, because like my thing with watching like that entire first season, and I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but my whole time first season was like, you draw the conclusion of like, okay, is it this person that's dead at the end of this season? How did they die? And you're like in your head
so
planting how that happened.
That's how they get you to continue to watch it. If they did not take the 5 minutes of starting the show where it ends, you would give up in 3 episodes. You'd be like, I don't get the point of this show. But only because they lead you on that there's a murder that happens.
Murder.
That's how they get you to stay.
There's been a murder.
It's fine.
it's good.
But like, there's also something to be said, and we can move on. But like, for TV shows that are one, maybe two seasons, and there's finality to it, like there's nothing more, there's no hope that there's going to be more down the line. Even if it's just fine, like I'll tell people, it's worth watching once.
This is more like a American Horror Story.
100%.
Where right. It's each season's different, but there's cast members that are the same playing slightly different characters.
Is AHS still going on?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
Kate loved that shit.
I gave up after like 2 seasons.
Yeah, this is good. I like White Lotus. If you haven't watched it and you're looking for something to watch, White Lotus is good to just put on and watch it, kind of see what everybody's talking about. I enjoyed it. I'm going to break a rule here.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't have many rules on this podcast, guys.
Or like, in life.
In life, really. No rules. Yeah, especially when it comes to podcasting. My big rule is no poopy talk. And I'm going to break that rule right now.
Okay.
Do you guys see the Dan Dockich tweet about Jim Irsay and Josh McDaniels
yes.
and how that? So
no,
McDaniels. What? Yeah.
So basically, ahead. this was. I believe it was. Yeah, it was 2018. It was the year that Josh McDaniels had already failed. Where did he go at first?
Denver.
Yeah, he had failed in Denver, and then he went back to New England, right. And it was his first coaching gig when he was interviewing again, and he took the job from the Colts.
Yeah.
Jim Irsay came over to him and his wife's home. And when they were there, Irsay's there. They're all hanging out. Irsay takes a bathroom trip. He was in there for about an hour.
Whoa.
Is what they're talking about. And because of that trip to the bathroom, they were really weirded out about it. Him and his wife decided that night while Irsay was still in the house, in the John, like, hey, we're out. And they ended up not taking that Colts job. McDaniels, Josh, ended up not taking that Colts job because of it. What? How long is too long in the bathroom? Like, especially if it's not your John.
And, like, it's not like a party. It's 3-4 people having dinner, and one person's gone. Now, the tweet that I said also mentioned that his behavior had been erratic the whole night, and, like, the bathroom break was the icing on the cake because it was an awkward length. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
I was like, hour long.
Oh, I think after 10-15 minutes, you knock on the door and ask if everything's okay.
Aren't you? Hello?
I would say.
You
like,
dead?
Jim?
I would say like.
Jimothy?
You're talking about knocking the door. I would say like 5, you're good. 10, you're now thinking about it. After 15, you're like, okay.
I
got to check on this guy.
Well, and you hear so many quirky things about like.
He's a weirdo.
Jim Irsay and that he's a weirdo in general. So my mind went to a couple different places. Right away, it's like, okay, could be a Dumb and Dumber situation.
The you know, shit
faulty,
everywhere.
Faulty plumbing, toilets not working.
Chocolate bar in your pants.
What are you going to do? You know, but Jim Irsay is also like, apparently he likes to party. Could be a little bump break.
But not for an hour. Yeah,
that's
bumps break.
That's a mountain.
Multiples. It's just like, how long is too? I don't poop in people's bathrooms. I can't.
Oh, I do.
No, I know. I know you do, Jake.
There's no.
I don't poop in people's
Nothing's
bathrooms.
Nothing's off limits.
I have this thing. It's
like,
rude.
I feel like the guy from The Other Guys. Like, we will have sex in your car.
Oh,
I will
dirty
shit
Mike
in your
the
bathroom
base.
Again.
We are going to fuck in your car. It's like if somebody was in my bathroom, yeah, like 15-20 minutes, and I'm dude. If you
I'm worried about the person,
100%,
because like, I think we can all be honest with ourselves. Like, the worst battle you've done in the bathroom the battle didn't take more than 5-10 minutes.
It's the recovery.
Oh, that's part of it. Fight. Like, you got to wait for the sweats to go down. Like, you got to get your electrolytes back
Ew!
Up. But, you know, but why are you looking at me weird, Jay?
I don't think I sweat when I poop.
The worst battle you've ever done. You've never been so hungover that, oh. like, one, you're sweating
well,
as
that's,
it is.
That's different.
Two, you've got the beer shits. Three, you forgot that you drank whiskey last night, too.
Forgot.
So that's just mixed it. Well, you drink enough beer, you don't remember the whiskey.
Forgot.
But, yeah. I think we can all say that 15 minutes is probably the that's the cutoff.
Jim, you okay?
You okay, buddy?
Yeah, I wouldn't take that job.
Hey, either. Jim, my wife's getting worried.
Guys, speaking of NFL, so it was a great opening wild card weekend. Like,
it really was. Football's great.
When did they start calling it Super Wild Card Weekend?
When they added
the next games.
Yeah,
because that makes it super.
Makes it super.
We're rich. Wild Card Weekend could also be the same.
Exactly.
The same thing. So let's get into a little Bears kind of off-season wrap-up here real quick, right? No voicemails, no sponsors this week. You guys know how to do all the stuff. As far as the Bears, not much going on right now. The big news of the last week was Kevin Warren had his introductory press conference. Do you guys watch it?
No.
It's 20 minutes, maybe 7 minutes of him opening, speaking, and then like 13 minutes of like a Q&A. Watch the entire 20 minutes.
So the only part, like I read a lot about it. I didn't physically watch it, but I did see like some quotes out of there where he was like, I'm coming here to win Super Bowls. It's like,
yeah.
Not that, like, it's like, what are you going to say? But it's also like not your department.
But I mean, it kind of is. Like, he's not going to be in charge of the football operations. And I guess this is important to get into with like a lot of you guys that are listening and most Bears fans. Like, let's be real, guys. Most Bears fans don't care about executives in the league. You care about the product on the field and the guys calling the plays. But why do we care about an executive? I think it's a really important thing to talk about that. Like, this is the first president that is not a part of the McCaskey family.
Yeah.
This is the first time where they've gone completely outside. Ted Phillips was in that position for 20 years, and now it's just somebody else. And not only somebody else, this isn't just a somebody. This is somebody who's had multiple stops with different franchises. He helped organize and facilitate like the building of one of the greatest stadiums in the NFL. And it's a guy who's like a proven winner.
Well, I think what this doesn't affect the team in any way per se. Like, it's not going to change the roster very much in any way, but I think what you can say is it's definitely it has huge potential to improve your fan experience just as a Bears fan, you know, because this is going to be the guy making the final decisions basically on all things, you know, facilities related or, you know, just overall experience related. Like, that, this is that role.
This is like the, not to draw the exact comparison, but this gives you the level of excitement, or at least it should, that it gave Cubs fans when Theo Epstein was signed. Hey, here's someone that has done like the things that we're trying to do right now successfully in the past. Someone that's going to, like, from outside the organization that hopefully brings in a fresh perspective. That's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and now it's nice that like Ryan Poles, who has full autonomy, and George said it in the presser, Kevin said it again too. These are guys that, like, Ryan Poles has full autonomy with the team, roster, whatever you want to do. We support you. Here's the resources
to get it done.
But now he reports to Kevin. Mm-hmm. Now nobody reports to George McCaskey, as it should be. It's just nice and it's refreshing to see that it's not, at least on the front end, at least the optics of it, and I talk about optics a lot, like the optics of it and on the front end, like, this isn't a mom and pop organization. This is big time moves. You've got big time names coming
well,
in here.
It is kind of a mom and pop organization.
Yeah. $4 billion mom and pop.
Technically.
So that's exciting, guys. Definitely do listen to the Kevin Warren presser. He's very cheesy, you know, very
rah-rah.
Very rah-rah, but like in a weird, like, it just seemed genuine way. And maybe, like, you guys know me, I'm a meathead, so I find solace in all that stuff. But like,
well, also that it's like when Ryan Poles is available all the time, you're like, oh, this is a little different.
Yeah.
I like this. I'm going to try this on for a little while.
I also saw that he, for the Bears Eagles game, bought a ticket, parked in the parking lot. Like,
Did the fan experience.
I hope he took away, like, we should move to Arlington.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, that is, like, the door was completely closed. Like, he was emphatic with his response to one of the reporters of, like, how high on this priority list of yours is this new stadium? He said it's at the absolute front.
So you, we're stealing my not that guy right now. So
I'm
going to give it right now, and I'll remind us later. My not that guy was going to be whoever is in charge of the project that currently is the Soldier Field remodel.
Oh.
Because that man or woman, that person, like, they still have to do that.
Yeah.
Even though they were just told, like, everything you're doing is fucking worthless.
Not really, though.
There's no point. Well, really, though. They've, like, with where they're at in this process, the Chicago Bears are moving to Soldier Field.
Yeah, but we did
Arlington.
This. We did this last week. It's like, if you put a dome, if you do somehow put a dome on that stadium, you open it up to a dish like much more than just the Bears.
Oh, right. That's like saying we built this beautiful venue for these huge music acts to come through. Well, we actually didn't get any of them, but, like, here's
you would get them.
Tom and Jerry.
No.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, the reason you built this was the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, you can very well just totally repurpose that. Because, again,
the
Bears...
We went over this, absolutely, we did this last week, yeah. But I think a big driver would be the Chicago Bears. And, like, the reason they are doing this right now is because the Chicago Bears are threatening to leave. If they're not, this doesn't happen. That's my point.
If Laurie takes these threats seriously years ago and these renderings came out years ago, I think there's something, like, there's something there. But at this point, at this point, guys, it's a foregone conclusion. Like, we will be watching, and eventually, this is going to be a 5 to 6+ year thing. We're going to be watching Bears games in Arlington Heights, and that's super, super, super exciting.
I'm down for it.
Antsy for it. We didn't talk about it last week.
About it.
How do you guys feel about the Bears being on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I'm down for more Bears content
at all times.
And just from, like, so the four teams
go on.
No, I just know it's, like, the Bears, the Lions,
the Jets.
There was one other team. But
Saints,
like,
was it?
The criteria is basically, like, you can't have been on it for the last, like, 10 years.
What?
You had to be coming off a losing season or something like that.
You can't be, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Lions played too well this season to really get on it. I mean, the Bears were the worst team in the league. And, like, they already have their quarterback. They're basically going to trade, or most likely going to trade back this pick and get all sorts of stuff. I think the Bears are the perfect candidate. Plus, I'll actually watch Hard Knocks if the Bears are on it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm all for Bears content.
And, like, it's a huge market, obviously. So basically, it comes down to Bears and Jets. But, like, I mean, I figure everybody's got to be sick of the Jets at this point.
Again, number one pick.
It's just chaos.
Most cap space in the league right now by almost double. New president.
Yeah.
Moving to Arlington Heights soon. Total retool or just a rebuild going on right now. This is the reason you have this show. I'm all for it as long as it does not become a distraction.
I think that has to be the goal for whatever team this is. But I think the Bears are, and I, of course, there's no factual based evidence to back this up. But my feeling is that the Bears, like, with how bad this team is right now, and I know there have been other bad teams on Hard Knocks, but they're turning over. You got to think 50 to 60% of this lineup.
Well, that's also why it makes it great because
then
you get the storyline of, like,
these people have never played together. They're figuring this out.
Well,
here's this brand new story that Bears fans have never heard of before.
Well, you get, because Hard Knocks loves to find a guy that's, you know, they interview a bunch of guys that are not stars on the team. And then, you know, there's always two or three guys that are going to get cut.
Yeah.
And then, like, one, like, dark horse is going to make it or something. And then, you know, now as a Bears fan, you're rooting them for them their entire career, you know.
If we'd have had Hard Knocks last year, that's Jack Sanborn.
It's totally Jack Sanborn. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
The undrafted guy, I used to come here. This is crazy. Yeah, that's the production of it.
Him and Braxton.
Yeah.
Day 3 draft pick. You're going to start 16 games this year.
I'm stoked. I'm stoked. I hope it happens. It'd be really cool. Guys, a couple super relevant dates that we're going to be looking for as Bears fans. Free agency opens up March 15th, just a little under 2 months until free agency starts. You have the NFL draft starting April 27th. And before you know it, camp starts around end of July.
April
27th.
Before you know it.
Guys, I'm so excited. So going forward, because we're now in the offseason, Bears talk will be moved towards the back of Sports Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how we'll do this going on. Give you guys updates as the big stuff comes through. and we move on.
Do you? So I'm noticing this more and more, especially at work, but a lot of your friends, family, colleagues know you do this, right? Does everybody just come to you for Bears Talk?
For Bears Talk
now?
Yeah.
I get asked a lot of questions.
Yeah. There is one guy at work today, one of like the higher executives or whatever. I rarely like truly hold a conversation with him. Was walking past him in the hallway, said hi. And as I'm, you know, I'm a couple steps past now, he turns around. He's like, "What do you think the Bears are going to do with that pick?" I'm just like,
"Yes." Step into my office. Like, yeah, it's kind of the same as like just people know we love the beloved. Yep. So why not ask the boys what they think?
Yep. Absolutely.
Guys, let's get into just a quick wrap up of Wild Card Weekend. We won't go too in depth into it. Niners beat the Seahawks, double digit game that was to be expected.
The Seahawks looked good for a while in that. They kept competitive for that first half.
Yeah. I mean, Geno Smith has been a really good story.
Fell apart after the turnovers.
Yeah. It's the Niners. How long can Brock Purdy do this?
Guys,
Kyle
Shanahan system, he can do anything. As long as he stays in the system, all things are possible.
I think we talked about this last week a little bit in that like they're showing the NFL that you can do this differently. If you just put all of the talent around the guy, it doesn't have to be the guy.
I had that thought to myself when I was driving here today. Was like, Niners win again. Brock Purdy looks really good. It works as long as you have a top five tight end, the best running back in the league, two of the top 10 wide receivers in the league. You've got a top five offensive line.
Correct.
That's what it is.
Yep.
Like, so you can put in somebody who just has gotten
the best fullback.
Reps. Bingo.
He also was a little shaky to start that game. I think if he played anybody better than the Seahawks, that might look wildly different. Because I think if Brock Purdy falls behind in a bad way early, I don't know if he's going to be able to climb out of it.
Well,
you know, you have to be, for that to be successful, they will probably have to remain competitive throughout the game. If they do what the Seahawks did and give the ball up, they're probably going to fail.
Wrong day.
That is the beauty of what they're doing. Brock Purdy's not the one that has to carry them all the way back if they're down. You rely on him the least. You run those stupid fucking plays where he hands it to Christian, who gives it to Debo, who throws it back to Christian 30 yards down the field on the other side. He doesn't have to do that. They've got so many weapons. That team's so good.
When you're anchored by that good of a defense, it's the Rex Grossman thing. You just need to be serviceable, and you can go pretty far.
Yeah. Don't overextend yourself. You know, protect the ball.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, 100%. Guys, then Dolphins-Bills, that was a good one. One possession game. Dolphins Crazy. Were in it towards the end. Feel bad for Tua. You kind of feel bad for the Dolphins because that was an exciting offense and you wondered what it could look like around this time of year, but it's the NFL, man.
Well, that's another similar story there where it's like, you know, you had the Bills. You were winning. All you had to do was protect the football. Then you were pinned back within your 20-yard line and you threw an interception at like the 40. And then you ended up losing the game because they scored points off that.
Did you see the video of the father and the son that were watching the game at home? And they lose, and the son is on the couch, and he's slumped, and he's inconsolable, crying into his hands. And the dad's going, "Buddy, hey, we took the Bills to the fourth quarter with our third string quarterback." He's like trying to comfort his son. The son's maybe 8-9 years old. My immediate thought is, give it a couple years. We'll have a few of those running around.
Yep.
That's a diehard fan already. My guy.
Celebrating Soupy Bowls.
Exactly.
Guys, Bengals, Ravens ended up being a really good game, too. The Sam Hubbard 99-yard touchdown return. Tyler Huntley, just a lapse in judgment. Like, you're not close enough to do that dive over the dive over the line of scrimmage.
We had a couple big man touchdowns.
Love
in this one.
Love a big man rumble.
Not
stumble.
In this game, but in this week.
Bumble.
Also, that once again, Hundley and Stedham, I forget the guy's name, and you can have good teams if everyone around your quarterback is good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had we had Giants Vikings. You know what Daniel Jones did on Sunday? Daniel Jones got himself a shit ton of money.
Yes, he did.
That's what Daniel Jones solidified for himself on Sunday. That was a game, and you haven't seen many of them from the Giants. Is like, that's a game where the Giants won because of Daniel Jones.
Do you think that the Giants are the team that pays him.
I believe
I couldn't talk.
I believe so.
He's due this year.
He's a free agent. They didn't pick up his fifth
that's
year
what I was
option.
Gonna
they're
ask.
Gonna
okay.
they're gonna pay him for sure, especially with Dable. Like, and
what if Tom says I'll come?
No.
Well, and that's so. So now do this exercise then with a couple of those free agency quarterbacks. Let's leave the draft guys out of it because they're going to be rookies. But you got guys. So put Daniel Jones next to Jimmy G.
And Derek Carr.
And Derek Carr.
And Tommy B.
And Tom Brady. There's another one. Oh, Geno Smith.
No, Geno Smith has another year.
Does he?
Yeah.
So, I mean, would you rather Daniel Jones or would you rather a guy like Derek Carr?
Well,
I think that is a very good question. Yeah, I think everyone would lean towards Jones, partly because of the youth, partly because he can move a little bit. But, like,
yeah, I think
that's it.
I think you would go Jones just because it worked. Like, you were pretty successful this year under you basically rolled out the same team as you did last year, and you were way more successful just with a new coach, basically.
Your defense was markedly better, but I hear you.
But you have to also look at just that offensive production. Like, they were light years better than they were last year.
Well, and what's crazy, if you think about the Giants, like, offenses, the Giants offense is a decent offensive line, is a stud running back, great quarterback play, and nobody at wide receiver. And Daniel Jones, like, that's the benefit of having good productive quarterback play, is you make the guys better around you.
The dude is a S-tier level magician at hiding the ball.
His play action.
Oh, that
hide.
Was cool.
Dude.
That was cool.
That one play was awesome, but, like, he does it routinely where his play action, it'll fool the camera every time. You just don't know where the ball is until it finally snaps in.
And then, speaking of play action and great ball hides and Peyton Manning, moving into the Dallas game where Dak Prescott literally does the Peyton Manning naked bootleg. The play action handoff, but he just rolls out and no one's expecting it, so there's no one around him.
Yeah, that Cowboys team, like, if Dak plays like that and Micah Parsons can continue to disrupt games like that, that Dallas team has just as much of a chance as any other team in the NFC, I would say. In all seriousness, like, that team looked good. I know I said I would never bet against Tom Brady, and I didn't, and I lost money because of it. Tom's cooked.
Tom's cooked on the Bucks are cooked.
The Bucks are cooked. Tom was not good. Tom was not good for the back half of the season. Mm-hmm. And I mean, still back half of the season, like, Tom still had a respectable year if he was the Bears starting quarterback. Like,
Does he throw for 4,000 yards if he's the Bears quarterback?
No, probably not, because of how bad they were.
Our offensive line is terrible.
He wouldn't be able to move.
But it was just one of those things where, like, Tom didn't play well. The defense is atrocious. They just fired Byron Leftwich. I think a lot of that staff's gone. Tom's probably gone from there, too. That was a tough game. And then the big one, right? The just absolute chaos. 31-30 Jags over the Chargers. Down 27. Was it 27-0 at halftime?
Yeah, we all had the Jags, right?
All had the Jags. I had $50 in the points bet account, and I had it ready to go bet the Jags money line at halftime. I just couldn't pull the trigger. I was like, so
you had to be plus 1,000.
Oh, dude, it was plus 1,400 or 1,600 or something like that. And I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Regret that I didn't, but it was just like, dude, Trevor Lawrence went from looking terrible with 4 first half interceptions to just a stellar second half. But that's another one of those games where the Chargers lost that game. The Jaguars didn't necessarily go and take it.
The absolute craziest part of that whole thing, Staley is not getting fired. That coach is still going to be there next year for the Chargers. They fired his coordinator, I think.
Yeah.
And, like,
first year.
No, he's at least a second year coach. But, like, he criminally mismanaged that team the last week of the season, playing guys for no reason. Mike Williams is out of the game because of that.
That was
Bosa's
bad.
Nicked up in the game because of that. Joey Bosa, that's just a bad beat. Just a really bad beat.
Joey Bosa's got to be better. I've said this.
Oh, yeah.
Joey Bosa's got to be much better. Not even from on the field play. Like, he's coming back from injury, so I get that part. But, like, dude, you cost your team a big first down in that fourth quarter because you threw a temper tantrum and slammed your helmet on the field.
Mm-hmm. Because you didn't walk 10 feet further. It's only because he did it on the field of play. Yeah. If you do that 10 feet over, you're not fucking your team.
You need to be smarter than that.
But also, really bad beat. that there's literally an umpire or referee, I don't know what the title is, that's supposed to be right there. That was a false start. He was blatantly held. He's got his arms up doing the right thing. Yeah, it's a bad beat.
Yeah. But all in all, guys, like a great wild card weekend.
Awesome football weekend.
Our office, well, not our office, the department I'm in, does a thing every year where, like the March Madness, we do this for like March Madness, but we also do it for NFL. Everybody gets an NFL team to start the season. And if your team makes it to the Super Bowl, you get a half vacation day. If they win, you get a full vacation day. Managers are given the worst teams. I so luckily was given Jacksonville.
That's awesome.
A 3-14 team last year,
That's awesome.
Has won a playoff game. So I'm the only one in management that's like still in the mix.
Didn't you win one of these in the last couple years?
I
remember you getting a day off because of this.
I won a March Madness, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I just remember you winning one of these pools.
I won a March Madness once.
Great, 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 great weekend. And now it leads us to divisional weekend. So I will just, before we get into the games and kind of everything that's going on. So Jaguars have Doug Peterson, right? The mm-hmm. Chiefs have Andy Reid. The Giants have Dable. The Eagles have Sirianni. Bengals, who is that? It's Zach Taylor. What I'm getting at here, there's a consistent theme with every one of these head coaches.
Offensive-minded coaches.
They're all offensive-minded head coaches. Every single one of them. The oldest quarterback in these playoffs right now that is still remaining
26?
Is Dak Prescott, 28, 29 years old.
Yeah.
Changing of the guard. Just from an offensive standpoint, everybody wants to be offensive minded. And this is who's going to run the league. Guys, the AFC, those four quarterbacks, you've got Burrow, you've got Allen, you've got Trevor Lawrence and Patrick Mahomes. Could argue the four best quarterbacks in the AFC right now. I know people love Justin Herbert, but that's going to be the names that you see for the next 5 to 10 years. Crazy. You hope that the Bears have found their guy for the next X amount of years. Mm-hmm. We get into divisional. Jaguars go to the Chiefs. Let me pull up some betting lines for you guys. So we are Chiefs are given 9 points, totals 52.5. Jags are plus 375 on the money line.
This is where my dream dies.
It's a lot of points. It's a lot of points.
Yeah, the Chiefs team's really good.
They played this year, didn't
Patrick
they?
Patrick Mahomes.
The Jags and the Chiefs?
Just a dog.
I would assume so. I don't know that.
Talk amongst yourselves.
He is a dog.
Patrick is so good.
Yeah. They played on November 13th. Chiefs won 27-17.
Okay.
So if you get second half Jaguars, I think anything could happen.
I think that playing the Chiefs is different than playing the Chargers, though. So the second half Jaguars just might not do it.
Man, the Jags were 3-7 at that point.
Jags were 3-7, guys.
Unreal.
The fact that they're in
so
the division.
After that game, they went on the run.
Yeah. Well, it's like San Francisco. They won their last 10 games in a row.
With Brock guys, and six of them.
That trade for Christian McCaffrey.
Huge.
Like, I know they gave up a lot. They probably could have given up more, and it would still have been worth it.
If they win a ship this year, that might be one of the best trades.
The best midseason trade of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
And we get so caught up in, the calculators and the who gave up so much, and everybody wants to declare somebody a winner and a loser right off the get. And it's like, hey, sometimes you have to spend a little more to get what you need.
Are you projecting the Claypool trade?
I guess I might be subconsciously. I might be projecting. Guys, yeah, I would like to see the Jaguars win. I like the story to continue, but I just think the Chiefs and really Patrick Mahomes and that wide receiver, Travis Kelce, is just...
52, though, a lot of points.
That's
big-ass wide receiver.
That's where I think if I'm touching any part of this game there, I think Jags might cover the number. I'm playing the under on that point total.
I think so, too.
That's a lot. Once, because you know that this isn't the old Chiefs team where you've got explosive possibilities and you got Tyreek Hill running down the field all the time. This is going to be, hey, once we get to a certain point, we just coast.
Under in the cover?
Yep, under in the cover. Then we've got Giants go to Philadelphia. Giants are getting 7.5 points. Point totals 47.5. Giants plus 300 on the money line. So it comes down to, doesn't this come down to what Daniel Jones are you getting? If you get the Daniel Jones
I think this comes down to what hurts you're going to get. Are you going to get
hurts?
Are you going to get mostly healthy hurts?
Well, it's like the same question as the Jacksonville game. Which Trevor Lawrence are you getting?
Yep.
First or second half?
Yep. So I could see, I don't know. I could see the Giants winning that game. Legitimately, I could see the Giants winning that game. Because I think you rely on Saquon Barkley. The defense is pretty good. You got guys like Quinnen Williams. They got Thibodeau's out there. They have another guy too. I can't remember who the other.
Quinnen Williams on the Jets, right?
Oh.
Yeah, they have Dexter Lawrence on the
Jets.
Yes.
So
Thibodeau's sick, yeah.
Yeah. I could see the Giants winning that game. Then you got Bengals Bills. The game that I'm most excited for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals are getting 5.5 points, 49 on the total. Joe Burrow's +190 on the money line.
I see. I think in this game where it's just two awesome quarterbacks, awesome teams.
Just bet the over.
I was going to say just take the dog.
Just give me the points.
I was going to say on the money line. Just take the dog on the money line. Like, it's Joe fucking Burrow.
Oh, you want the value.
It's Joe cool. Yeah, the value. Cool. The value's there.
Well, put there two, and I know that, like, the NFL's week by week, somebody could look totally different one week after the other. But just given last week's performances, like, and kind of to this point, Josh Allen led the league in turnovers this year. Great. He's a fantastic quarterback.
He threw a bunch last week too.
Anything from him. But when you put those two together, I don't think the gap between Burrow and Allen is as big as people sometimes want to make it seem. And that Bengals team has weapons. Weapons.
Yeah,
so where do you think your money's going to go on that one? You're going to take
I'm going to take the dog, yeah. The money line dog.
Yeah, I think
sure.
So too. And then the other one, guys, in the NFC, we got Cowboys at the Niners. Cowboys are getting 4 points, 46.5 on the total. This one a little closer on the money line, kind of a toss up in Vegas, +165 on the money line for the Cowboys. By the way, 1-800-GAMBLER, gamble responsibly. Thank you. How are we feeling about this one?
I think this is where Brock Purdy, his streak ends. The Cowboys are just really, really good.
I think Micah Parsons is just going to kill him.
It's possible. I think that Cowboys and the points are the play.
And
-200? Holy shit. San Francisco on the money line, -200.
Yeah, give me the Cowboys and the points. That's probably -130, -140.
-110.
Yeah, I guess if you like the value.
Shit.
The value. If you apply the same logic I just applied.
Right, exactly.
Like when you're
money line dog.
When you're looking at dogs all weekend, like three of the four dogs I legitimately like could see them winning this weekend in the Giants, the Bengals, and the Cowboys.
Well, this is the beauty of playoff football, especially after a super wild card weekend now. Like you've got the good teams.
See, I know Dak just had a good week last week against a pretty bad Bucks team. I just can never trust that guy. It's kind of just an internal rule.
He's forever in my heart. I suck my Dax.
I made a good chunk of change because of Dak, and really because of Dalton Schultz.
Oh, I remember
had him first. No, just this weekend I had him first touchdown score, and then to score two touchdowns.
And this is just a me thing. I don't really have anything to back this. Just in my head, it screams.
I love those.
No Dak.
I hear you.
1-800-GAMBLER.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, anything else on divisional you guys want to get into?
Nope.
Then we move on. Guys, Sammy Stats is not here, but we do it
so
anyways.
Sad. So sad.
Let's get into Sammy Stats question of the week. So we were talking about Last of Us, and we were talking about video games. And like I said, Last of Us is a top three video game of all time for me. So let's talk about top video games of all time, right? Give me your top three. Can be game or it can be franchise too, if it's a franchise of games like Madden or 2K or something like that. But give me your top three.
Okay. So I'll start off with the Zelda series, but specifically for me, of all of them, is the Ocarina of Time. I play it all the time. Or I probably play it almost annually, at least. I just go through, just do a run of that game. Childhood game, love that one. Incredible, all time. I'm probably going to throw in Counter-Strike in there just for the sheer amount of hours I've thrown into that game.
You like have to, or else you've just admitting that you've wasted parts of your life.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. I think if I'm going to throw one more, man. I think I'm just, yes, Dale?
Where does Tarkov fall on this list?
Tarkov is too recent, I think.
What about Halo?
Halo's going to be on mine.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm in a debate with myself right now about choosing either Halo or Rocket League.
I love Rocket League.
I think three is too small. Not enough.
Dale, what about you?
Story of my life. I would say Halo's definitely up there. I've mentioned before, like, especially 1 and 2, me and my brother, shout out Jables, played a lot of 1 and 2. And then, you probably aren't expecting this one, wild card. Played a lot of, like, Doom 95 growing up on the computer.
Nice!
The BFG 9000. Awesome. I had God mode. I had all the codes. Unlimited ammo.
I had the codes.
I thought it was cool. My dad showed me how to play when I was a kid. Like, I remember that.
I bought the cheap book at the Scottsdale Book Fair.
It actually had a small cheap. It was great. And then last year, I mean, pick your sport franchise. I play a lot of FIFA, Madden, 2K, and El Show.
Nice.
Which is Spanish for the show.
There you go, hitting the SAP button. Sit on the remote. Guys, my three in no particular order because I don't know if I could ever actually put them in order. Last of Us is just incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll play it. I cried a couple times.
Like, yeah. I cried multiple times playing that game. And that game was like, I cried at different parts, not just the end. Like, I cried at the beginning of the game.
Ooh,
cried about midway through the game. Crying the entire last mission.
Oh, dude, the last mission.
Which had like the infamous storyline. Was it Modern Warfare or Modern Warfare 2? Where
Modern Warfare 2 had a really good one.
Yeah. I think that's the one I'm thinking
with
of.
With Ghost.
Yes, that's what I was
going to
say. Exactly.
I would do Last of Us. I'm doing Madden because I'm a big, big football guy. So like I've played the Maddens throughout just all the years. Even when they were bad, I still play them. My third is...
Take my money. I want the new roster.
I think my third's Rocket League. I think my third is...
It's so fun. It's so fast.
My third is Rocket League. Like, it's just such
a
fun game.
Take race cars, strap rockets to them, and...
How much Rocket League you playing?
Trust tree? Probably play about 2 hours a day.
That's a lot.
We'll start over.
I play about an hour to 2 hours a day. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Of Rocket League.
Of Rocket League. And then I play the other games too. Guys, right now it's Baby Watch.
I hear you.
Honey is cool with just get your games in right now. And I've been playing Rocket League since it was like, since you had to pay for it.
Since it was Super Rocket Cars?
Yeah. Way back.
It was like the tail end of 4A1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rocket League's been out for a long time.
Yeah. I had a hard copy of it. Like,
oh no shit,
yeah, that's how long I've played it for, so it's fun. Like, that'll always be that game that's in the mix for me. Like,
yeah, it's just a never uninstall.
I'm playing other games, but I'm kind of always going back to Rocket League when I'm filling time.
We talked about you mentioned Last of Us and how much we cried to it. Another one I didn't think of till that comment was made was Final Fantasy 13, specifically.
Jake, 9 for me, but yeah.
Jake had a phase.
Final Fantasy 13 was ridiculously long. Like, and probably most people that play that game gave up on it because the first, I swear, 50 hours were just so linear because it was like run, fight, run, fight, run, fight, cutscene, run, fight, run, fight, cutscene, run, fight, over and over and over and over again. And then you break out of like whatever initial world you were in, and it's all of a sudden this open world where you can just run around and do whatever you want, and then that there's like another 50 hours of gameplay after that
just to get to that point.
But the story, it was like cutscenes went to another level when that game came out, and so they were incredible looking, and then the storyline over that 100-hour game was just insane. You could probably just pull up a YouTube video and watch all the cutscenes in a row and get the gist of it. But yeah, it was awesome.
I never got into the Final Fantasy games, but another shout out to Jables. He loved them. And like, while I couldn't do it, I could watch him play Final Fantasy. So I didn't play any of them, but I think I could pretty closely tell you the story of 1 through 9.
Well, yeah, there's there's good ones and there's bad ones in that franchise. When you have a franchise of like 18 games,
right? Yeah,
you're gonna miss.
Little honorable mention for me because I'm just thinking ones that miss my list.
Sure.
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
That Mass Effect trilogy. Like, I know Jose and Sean are big fans. Shout out to the staff. Mm-hmm. It's just
the staff.
Yeah. No, Call of Duty coming up on these lists.
Call of Duty's good.
Okay. Respect.
Honorable mention. I'll throw in Gears of War.
Yeah.
You were a big Gears guy.
Gears guy.
Yeah.
Cried a couple times during those two.
Never played them.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Never thought it'd end like this, huh?
Yeah.
Huh, Maria? Yeah, guys, that's I'm always interested. If you guys have, just kind of send us your top three games. Always interested. Like hearing, like seeing what you guys are kind of playing out there, too. What you watching? What you playing?
What you playing?
Anything else?
Nope.
Guys, and let's move on. Let's get into some sports minutes. We'll go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. Producer Jake, do we have the number one pick yet?
No, we're tied for last place at the moment, but we have played a couple more games than the other last place team, so it's, you know, we got time. There's still probably another 40 something games left, I think.
Crisp.
On the other hand, just in hockey news in general,
my hand's been up for like a minute.
The Boston Bruins are fucking insane. If they're ever on national television, it's a must watch. They've played 44 games, okay? They have acquired 74 points. Out of their 44 games, they have outright won 35. They've only lost 5. They have 4 overtime losses, and they've also have not lost at home.
At all?
They have not lost at home. They are insane.
They gonna win it all?
Potentially.
Should we put some money down?
So in terms of point standings, they are up 12 points to the next team.
Can I ask you a question about the Bruins?
Overall. Sure.
So if the Bruins win,
yeah,
what will we get for Patrick Kane when we trade him?
What do you mean if the Bruins win?
Well, I mean, there's either a scenario where they win or they don't. So I'm trying to narrow this down by 50%.
If they win Follow-up question.
What do we get for Kane if they don't win the Stanley Cup?
It'd be too late at that point.
My point is, what are we getting for Kane?
I don't know, Dale. We're not. Trade deadline's like 2 months away.
Dude, producer Jake, I need you to know.
Yeah?
That if Patrick Kane gets traded.
Mm-hmm.
Dale and Sammy stats are going to be insufferable.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to hear about it. Be ready.
Yeah, I'm... No.
I respect that.
Guys, moving on. Let's get into the Chicago Cubs. Not a Dale. Talk a lot about this. Say all the great things that I'm excited about.
There's not a lot to talk about.
Oh, dude.
So, the only fun things that are happening right now, because it's the middle of nothing for baseball, is that you'll start to see all the top prospect lists come out.
We never really talked about Carlos Correa. I kind of forgot about that the last like 2 weeks.
Which one? Carlos Correa from the Giants or
the Mets?
No. The Twins.
But he could be a Cub.
But maybe there's still time.
He could still be a Cub.
Could still be a Cub.
No, that physical past. Yeah, the Correa thing real quick, like, what do you want to talk about? He sucks. Fuck that guy.
Well, one,
you're sad.
We're
not sad.
I'm not sad.
You should be sad.
You should be sad.
Why should I be sad?
Because you're
going
to see.
You have to play him all the time.
You're
going to
see.
Oh, I'm sad about that. I'm sad about
that.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, you guys all said you wanted him.
Oh, yeah. I fucking want a blowjob every day in my life. I know I'm not going to get one. You know what I mean?
Clip that.
But I mean,
a lot can be done.
We can unpack that later, but yeah, like Carlos Correa is a top player.
I just find it crazy that his deal went from like $350 million all the way down to $200 with the physicals. So I just think that ankle's probably fucked up.
Well, it's what we talked about a while back. Like, one of his big things right now is he is getting so much slower, and part of his value is in his absolutely elite glove at short. That's why he's going to play third. It's that simple.
Guys, getting into the Cubs, I'm super stoked about this offseason so far. You didn't spend top dollar. Dansby Swanson, Trey Mancini, Cody Bellinger. You got whatever. Eric Hosmer, Tucker Barnhart's here. Like I'm
so.
I'm not, guys. This is the makings of one of the greatest 30 for 30. What are you talking about? The NL Central's up for grabs. Nobody's scared of anybody. Fuck the Cardinals and those jean short wearing fucks.
So this is what I was scared of. So absolutely, the Cubs do have a surprisingly decent hitting lineup. You look at it and you're, honestly, it's not that bad, especially for a team that you're that's coming off losing 100 games and that you're expecting to lose another 80 to 90 this year. So like the lineup's there. You do have to ask yourself who is throwing the ball on any given day, because there's not a lot of people worth it. Like the rotation is bad. The bullpen is non-existent. So while they can score runs, like Hap had a great year last year. Seiya did fine. Morel was interesting to watch, special at times. Nico's a great player. He's going to get an extension soon with Ian as well. Like you go down and the bats are there. There is absolutely no pitching on this team. Just none. So, yes, they got better. They
just
got
to score more.
They got a lot better.
How soon do you think we see guys like Matt Mervis and Pete Crow Armstrong and guys like that?
Good name.
So, absolutely, it is a good name. So, that's what I was going to say. So, those top lists are coming out. So far, MLB has released lefties, righties for pitching, catchers, and first base. Cubs got a lefty on there, Wick it is. And then Matt Mervis, that first baseman that you're talking about, he's on there. Both of those guys are projected to hit the Cubs in 2023. Part of that is, who's playing first base right now? The answer is Trey Mancini.
Or Eric Hosmer.
Sure. But recent additions, like those two are not long-term answers. They're both maybe 1-2-year contracts, and they're both over 30. So, like, yeah, Mervis is going to get his shots this year. The same thing can be said for PCA. The only thing about him is he's such a high-level prospect right now, as far as the Cubs are concerned, that they may play the Chris Bryant game with him and not bring him up this year. Because your outfield right now is Seiya, Ian Happ, and Cody Bellinger, who you just paid $17 million to. Pete's great. He's got to play. And those three are playing right now.
Could you see, and then we'll move on in a second, can you see a situation where, like, because PCA is their top prospect right now, yep. Right? Could you see him a little bit into the season getting dealt for one of these arms? If you've got a team that comes out and is playing a little better than expected, maybe have a chance at winning the Central. Do you see them trading him for a pitcher at the deadline or something like that?
It's just no point in it because your team is that bad. Like, what would have been the point of the Bears trading for Chase Claypool? Oh,
fuck.
Yeah. Let's not make that.
Need a whole season.
I hear you. But yeah, so like, there's a couple prospects. Like we said, there's a lefty. There's a first baseman. PCA is going to be on that center fielder list. So we've got a few good prospects, but that's I want to temper your expectations now.
Speaking of
good luck,
good names, did you see the name of the player that the Marlins or the Mariners signed?
Oh, what is his name? Marlboro
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Awesome. All-timer.
That's an all-time name. That all-time name. What's the college football player Booty? It's not
Booby Miles?
No, it's Booty something. I can't remember.
Swagger.
I'll find Swagger. It for you guys. That's awesome. Guys, anything else on the Cubs? Then we move on to the Chicago White Sox. Producer Jake.
No real news. What do you want to know? Am I reissuing my season tickets? Yes.
Are they?
Am I depressed? Yes.
Is this basically now that the team has been...
General Booty was that guy's name.
General Booty was his name. Do you see the White Sox? It's kind of at this point, like this late in the offseason, who's on the roster is who they're rolling into the season with, right?
Most likely. And then you got like... I don't know. The question mark is who's playing second base? Who's playing right
field? Garcia. Also Lurie Garcia.
And that's probably it. You could probably bring in a catcher somewhere. I don't know if there's anybody out there, but you could probably just bring in...
Tucker Barnhart.
Lurie could probably do it.
Lurie...
He's the answer to all of Jerry's problems.
Lurie's probably top 10 catcher in the league if you put him back there. He's a top 100 player for sure.
Do you think he's a top 3 player on any given team?
Easily.
Good for you for keeping your face as straight as you did. Jake, anything else on the White Sox?
White Sox.
White no. Sox. I didn't mean for that to come out like that. Guys, we move on to the Chicago Bulls, 10th in the Eastern Conference. International W's, guys.
And Zach scoring points.
Beat the Pistons, 126-108. Zach put up 30 points. Just a great win.
Did that rookie get to go from Detroit?
Oh, isn't that crazy?
Awesome.
Dude lost his passport, and he couldn't find. He's the youngest player on that Pistons team. Lost his passport. I don't know if he found it or not, but like, that's so young man issues
awesome.
Right there.
Awesome,
guys. The Bulls are the Bulls. We didn't talk about it last week. Did you guys see the video? Maybe it didn't come out when we recorded last week. Did you guys see the video of Lonzo Ball? He posted it to his IG.
Dunking.
It was a little two-hand dunk, and then he's running on the treadmill, kind of showing that he can run. Watch the video. Looks like a guy who's running with a limp. Like, I didn't think that video was, like, this big. Like, look, here I come. I'm on my way.
It's not like watching Zion
yeah.
do those dunks.
His, like, rehab ones? No.
Yeah.
It's like, did he always run like that? Is that just how you run? Lonzo's hurt. The Bulls are playing a little better right now, but they're going to be just stuck in this anywhere from 7 to 11.
I mean, it's been like 2 weeks in a row. They've just been in 10th the whole time. They're still three games below 500. They actually haven't gained any ground either, even though they've won some games. They're they're actually on a two-game win streak, and they are still 12 games. Well, that's, you know, to first. But regardless, they haven't really made any ground, even though they've won games.
Zach LaVine recently, as did a bunch of other, I think there was a deadline or something, where if you want to waive that no-trade clause, he waived it. If the Bulls want to trade him, they can. You can hit a point here. You hit a point here real soon where you're going to have to decide. If you're AK and Mark Eversley, you're going to have to decide, hey, is this what we're shooting for? Is our championship making it to the play-in tournament? Or are we going to send it out? You're not going to get the number one pick at this point. You've won too many games. But can you retool? Can you get some picks back for Vooch and for LaVine? Do you build around DeMar going forward? It's a big crossroads coming here that I think we're not
more number 10 to 20 first round picks, sure.
Yeah.
And by the way, the reason I was shaking my head, Jake, was I just watched the Lonzo running video. And my immediate reaction was, I don't know which knee of his is hurt. I hope it's not the left knee. And then I looked it up and it's absolutely the left knee. He looks like he's running with a limp.
Yeah.
Like, especially as he starts running, it's pretty obvious. I wish I hadn't watched that. Thank you for ruining that. I only saw the dunk video, not this one.
March is going to be there's going to be a spicy week in March. The NHL trade deadline is March 21st, and the NBA trade deadline is March 25th.
Guys, you keep it here for all of your sports updates and contents, guys.
Patrick Kane trades.
That's about it on the Bulls for me. We ride the roller coaster week by week. You guys know how it is. Anything else on the Bulls you want to get into?
No.
Hey,
I'm getting the stink eye from Jake. Sorry,
you guys want to do some segments?
I'll do a couple.
I think I can do a couple, but not with Dale. I'm sorry, dude. It's not my fault.
Guys, let's get into Not That Guy. Can I start this?
Go for it.
Please
I'd love for you to start it.
I'm going
to
change this up a little bit. So normally we give a Not That Guy. This week I would like to give a That Guy.
We don't do this often.
Hold on.
I would like to give a That Guy. What's going on?
He's got a thing for this. I think we've done this like once before. Maybe
that guy.
Oh, the license plate. That guy. No.
I drove by this on the way here. I drove past a car with a license plate that just said that guy.
Dale, I got a career venture for you.
Oh, you know, me.
I know you're set right now, but I got a job. And what if I tell you that this job pays full time?
Okay.
Competitive salary.
Oh.
Expenses are paid. You get full time benefits. You get all merch covered by this company.
Merch.
Job affords you the ability to travel the country.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Do I have to have sex with anyone?
1% of candidates that apply for this job make it. This is a highly competitive.
Okay.
They want, like, dude, you'll get thousands of people that apply and they take 1%. You got 12 openings.
Okay.
12.
I'm in.
So it's okay.
Do it quick.
What am I applying for?
What if I told you you could be?
Please tell me it's like
the head driver for the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
dude, okay, this is a job
for
me.
Does it include free hot dogs?
100%. Guys, Dale? When I tell you,
Dale?
I have a guy, I have
the
that
guy.
Guy.
I'm looking it up right now.
Sitting right in front of me. When I saw this opening, I knew right away. This is man. The job for you. You want to talk about dream
be a
job?
Hot dogger.
You just have to still
Ooh,
be able
be
to
be a
the
hot
pod.
Dogger. That's what they're called.
I've told you guys before, my dream retirement gig is a hot dog hawker at Wrigley. Like, that's what I want to do when I retire, is just yell hot dogs.
Just think about it, dude. I'll paint the picture for you. You're driving down. It's a sunny 85-degree day. You're running, driving through the cornfields of Kansas. That's you're going out west. You got your dog, Billiam, in the front seat.
There is merch.
You guys are going to California.
Of course there's merch.
To go sell hot dogs in the Wienermobile.
Guys, I could do it. I can drive long distances. I do it all the time.
Dale, I can already see. Like, if I just close my eyes, I can see you behind the wheel.
I'd make a song. Like, I would make a Wienermobile. I think there is one. But
Dale becomes a recording artist.
Just dropping bars.
Dale would become, like, the drug dealer who smokes all, like, the pot dealer who smokes all his weed. Like,
what happened to
the
hot dogs?
He shows up and there's just no more hot dogs.
It's just rappers.
What happened? We gassed up in Omaha and the count
boy
is low.
Boy got hungry.
The count is low. So,
I love it. That's awesome.
I have
love
a that
this.
Guy. Dale's my guy.
Man, I would do so good at this.
Dale, who's this week's not that guy?
Not that guy. I'm going to reiterate those poor, poor people that have to pretend like the Bears are staying in Chicago and just pretend like they actually believe that.
They gone.
Good luck.
Producer Jake, who's this week's not that guy?
Not that guy this week is going to be me.
Can't wait for this.
So I gave the boys a heads up on this story. In advance, and I've kind of left it as a cliffhanger until now. So last week to the day, Thursday, I was driving out to Macomb, Illinois for a work trip. It was one of my employees' first, like, official work trips or whatever, so I was going with to, like, you know, help her, make sure she, like, knew everything that was going on, you know, what to do, all this stuff, right? We're driving one of the company vehicles and, you know, we got there, we do the whole thing, we're coming back and we're driving and, you know, I get the, you know, we're probably 80 miles away, right, from the office, and I'm checking the onboard computer and it's like, you got 60 miles till empty. I'm like, ah, shit, I'm gonna have to stop, I guess. So I'm driving. And I'm on 51, and I hit this spot where there's just this dead zone. And I'm like, there's just no gas stations in between here and, you know, where I'm going.
Oh, no.
And so, but I'm like, so I'm probably like 40 miles away from a gas station. And I know I have 60 miles to go. So we're continuing down this road and everything. And we're driving along the highway. Get off this one highway and we're on 88, and you know, I'm joking, I'm like, man, it's gonna be a, you know, a long way for you to push this car if we run out of gas or whatever. Past this first tollway, and like maybe a minute after I said that, I just, like, I'm on the gas pedal and I just start slowing down
poof,
and I just feel it, like, I just, the speedometer's going down and I'm like, oh no. she's just like,
you're like, yo, this isn't funny.
She's like, you're joking. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Like, hope you don't got plans.
Well, because so the computer went from like 60. I watched it go down to 50. It was down to 40, and then it just went
low fuel,
right? And my old car did that, and it was just, and I let it go, and I just always assumed it was, you know,
dangerously.
I've lived dangerously many a time.
And that's why you have such bad luck with cars. Respect them.
And so, you know, I knew how, like, far I was going and what the computer said. I just shouldn't have, leave it to the IT guy to trust the computer. And so it just went from low fuel. And as soon as I noticed that, I was kind of like, oh,
good.
Not great. if I probably would have kept going through to Rochelle, I would have been fine. But I was like, I'm only 5 minutes away from DeKalb Oasis. I'm going to make it. Did not make it. Got cut off like halfway there. And so that leads me now into my dog sitter, Sam McKinney.
Awesome.
So I'm pulled over on the side of the highway on 88, like 2.5 miles from the DeKalb Oasis, not far from where Sam lives. So I called him. I felt really bad about it too,
because he's on an hour of sleep.
No, this was at least a week after.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, what dog. Do you think it's
he's
like?
He's like an hour of sleep.
Maybe. I called him. I called him. You feel I called him and I was just like, dude, I'm so sorry I'm calling you right now. I know you got a lot going on. I'm stranded on the side of the highway. I ran out of gas. And he's like, okay.
Where are you at?
As I dropped him a pin, he's like, okay. He's like, I'll be there shortly. So, you know, he swings around. We're sitting there, you know, probably like 45 minutes or whatever. He gets there, and I'm thinking he's bringing me a red little gas can.
Oh, it's the old one, the metal one.
No. Well, dude owns like a racing motorcycle, he brings this 5-gallon like big massive. And so, you know, I fill it up. I'm like, all right, cool, thanks, man. Give him a hug, love you, whatever. And he's off on his way. I get back in the car, put the keys in, turn it over.
Dead.
Battery's dead.
No way.
Yeah.
Before or after he leaves?
He's already left.
You have the absolute worst luck.
Don't tell me you called Sam McKinney.
Of course I called him back. I said, hey, bud. He's like, you haven't... He's just like, hey. I'm like, hey. He says, oh, are you having more trouble? I was like, dude, I think the battery's dead. He's like, all right, I got jumper cables. So he spins back around. But again, we're in this dead zone. So like, there's no exit until back at the DeKalb Oasis. And then you got to go all the way back to 51 and then come back around. So
it's the emergency vehicle.
So I did see that. I was like, he could just cut across and drive cross traffic. You know, there's not a lot of cars out here. But so he drives all the way down to 51 and then... I'm sitting there and an Illinois tollway vehicle pulls up and parks behind me. I call him. I'm like, hey, tollway just pulled up. I'm all good. So they, you know, help me out, jump the car. And he's like, this ever happened to you before? I'm like, no, it was the first time I've ever ran out of gas on the side of the highway, as well as my battery died on the side of the highway. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, if it ever happens again, you can just dial *999, *999. We have a facility like 3 miles away. We could have been here in 5 minutes.
Awesome.
Does Sam know that part?
He does now.
He does
he's
now.
About to
if he listens.
Shout out Sam and Sam, the DeKalb Oasis. You know what's going on.
So, yeah, Sam's my dog sitter. I love him. Get you a friend like Sam. That's he's awesome. The best. Shout out Illinois Tollway. For giving me that jump.
Good old IDOT, baby.
And yeah, so I'm probably never going to let my gas go below a quarter tank ever again.
That's how it should be. You're grown. You're an adult.
You let it get all the way down to low?
Oh, I do that all the time.
You're not one of those fill up halfway so you don't have to spend.
No, I'm not Shaq.
You're not Shaq. You just fill it up at halfway, then you don't got to spend double. You just let it get to half, and then you save money.
I like to live dangerously.
Dale, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Dog sitting? Yeah. Yeah? No? Yeah? Yeah, for sure, yeah. Dog sitting, for sure. It's because I saw it this week. Is Chicago legend Derrick Rose.
Oh.
For the stunt that this man pulled with his baby mama and current
wife. Christmas?
On Christmas.
Fucking
making them wear
gall.
Matching pajamas.
Love that shit.
If you haven't seen it.
King shit.
Derrick Rose, he has his whole family, his past baby's mother and his oldest son's mother and his current wife, and he got them matching pajamas, and they're taking pictures in them, and he's just smiling. He knows.
Good for Derrick.
God damn it. Good for you, Derrick Rose.
Guys, not dog sitting for me. Anybody that had anything to do with the 27-point collapse, that Chargers-Jaguars game.
That man is still employed.
Yeah, like Brandon Staley's going to keep his job too. And okay, unreal. That's crazy. But that was bad all around organizationally. Justin Herbert, Joey Bosa, coaching staff, all you guys can't watch my dog for a little while. You couldn't watch the league. Why could you watch my dog?
I thought it was going to be that zoo.
Zoo story?
Yeah, you were big on the zoo story.
I missed the zoo story.
Zoo story. One of the zoos, I think it was in Texas, abruptly closed.
I think it was Dallas, yeah.
Because a spotted leopard.
Snow leopard.
They opened the zoo and one of the leopards was gone.
spotted leopard is just missing.
They just closed the zoo. They're like, they think someone like helped it escape, basically. But the zoo, but the leopard was gone. They thought it was. I don't know what the final of the story was, but they thought it was still in the park somewhere.
I missed a zoo.
So this came up in the office. The guys were talking about it. And,
what do y'all talk about?
It's a bunch of dads. So they're like, "Do you watch the news? Is this a zebra? A leopard got out, or whatever." Well, and so they're sitting there, and the conversation quickly becomes: imagine you're the guy, 20-something. You live off of the, you know, the Metro line, the BNSF. So you work at Brookfield. You go in for your day of work. Hey, so one of the leopards got out.
Bit of a situation.
We're going to need you to walk around and try and find that motherfucker.
He's going to find you.
Exactly. Like, someone has to look for this leopard. This wild animal that could kill you. And how much do you think these people are making? Fucking 10, 15 bucks an hour?
I mean, I doubt, like, the guy taking tickets is the one searching for the leopard.
You're not calling the wildlife guy,
if
though.
If not it, he, then who?
The zoologist.
What do they got? Fucking knives?
They're like, probably making trank guns. They're calling the guy
he pulls them out, like, pulls out the darts.
Calling the guy from old school.
Yes!
I want a guy that's just, like, ear to the ground type guy. Just fucking ear, like, he's this way. That's incredible. Guys, anything else you want to get into?
No.
Then that is a wrap on episode 64. Again, all the socials, guys, leave us a review. Let us know how you're liking it. Tell us to piss off. Ask us about your dating life. Whatever you need. The boys are here. The boys are back. See you, Red. Bear down. Love you guys.
Bears.
Jake collects Crocs ornaments.
Real quick, I do kind of want to end the show on a joke if I can. Little two-parter here. Answer as you wish. What has a small dick and hangs down?
I don't know.
A bat?
A bat. Good. What has a big dick and hangs up? Big dick hangs up. It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold
digger, but she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. The boys are back. Girl, go ahead,
get down. Not that guy. Get down, girl, go
ahead, get down. How big are you on sports? Get down, girl, go ahead. Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay. Feel me mine.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The bestest friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos.
Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up. You dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys. Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.